गिरिवरधारी। यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोद यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। जय राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी। जय श्री गौरांग श्री गौरांग जय श्री गौरांग जय श्री गौरांग श्री गौरांग जय श्री गौरांग जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद। नित्य गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल नितय गौर हरिनाम संकीर्तन की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की नितय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। We are reading from Canto 4, Chapter 12, Text 25. Sudurjayam Vishnu Padam Jitam Tvaya. Sudurjayam Vishnu Padam Dvijam Tvaya. Vishnu Padam Jitam Tvaya. यत्सूरयो प्राप्य विचक्षते परम्। यत्सूरयो अप्राप्य विचक्षते परम्। आतिष्ठतच्चन्द्र दिवाकरादयो। आतिष्ठतच्चन्द्र दिवाकरादयो। ग्रहक्षतारा पर्यन्ति दक्षिणम्। ग्रहक्षतारा पर्यन्ति दक्षिणम्। सुदुर्जयं विष्णुपदं जितं त्वया। यत्सूरयो अप्राप्य विचक्षते परम्। आतिष्ठतच्चन्द्र दिवाकरादयो। ग्रहक्षतारा पर्यन्ति दक्षिणम्। सुदुर्जयं विष्णुपदं द्विजं त्वया। क्षतारा पर्यन्ति दक्षिणम्। सुदुर्जयं विष्णुपदं द्वितं त्वया। यत्सूरयो आतिष्ठतच्चन्द्र दिवाकराद। ग्रहक्षतारा पर्यन्ति दक्षिणम्। सुदुर्जयं विष्णुपदं द्विजं त्वया। आतिष्ठतच्चन्द्र दिवाकरादयो। ग्रहक्षतारा पर्यन्ति दक्षिणम्। मत सुदुर्जयं विष्णुपदं द्विजं त्वया। यत्सूरयो प्राप्य विचक्षते परम्। आतिष्ठतच्चन्द्र दिवाकरादयो। ग्रहक्षतारा पर्यन्ति दक्षिणम्। माताजी सुदुर्जयम विष्णु पदम द्विजम त्वया यत्सूरयो अप्राप्य विचक्षते परम आतिष्ठत चंद्र दिवाकरादयो ग्रहक्षतारा पर्यन्ति दक्षिणम् सुदुर्जयं विष्णुपदं जितं त्वया यत्सूरयो अप्राप्य विचक्षते परम् आतिष्ठतच्चन्द्र दिवाकरादयो ग्रहक्षतारा पर्यन्ति दक्षिणम् वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग सुदुर्जयम वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू अचीव विष्णुपदम प्लैनेट नोन एज वैकुंठलोक और विष्णुलोक जितम कॉन्कर्ड त्वया by you, yat, which, surayah, great demigods, aprapya, without achieving, vichakshate, simply see, param, supreme, atishta, please come, tat, that, chandra, the moon, divakara, sun, आदयः एंड अदर्स ग्रह द नाइन प्लैनेट्स मर्कुरी वीनस अर्थ मार्स जुपिटर सैटर्न यूरेनस नेपच्यून एंड प्लूटो वृक्ष तारः स्टार्स परियन्ति सर्कमैम्बुलेट दक्षिणम टू द राइट So, translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. To achieve Vishnu Loka is very difficult, but by your austerity, you have conquered. Even the great rishis and demigods cannot achieve this position. Simply to see the supreme abode, the Vishnu planet, the sun and moon, and all other planets, stars, lunar, mansions, and solar systems, are circumambulating it. Now please come. You are welcome to go there. Purport. Even in this material world, the so-called scientists, philosophers, and mental speculators strive to merge into the spiritual sky. But they can never go there. But a devotee by executing devotional service, not only realizes what the spiritual world actually is, but factually goes there to live an eternal life of bliss and knowledge. The Krishna consciousness movement is so potent that by adopting these principles of life and developing love of God, one can very easily go back home, back to Godhead. Here the practical example is the case of Dhruva Maharaj. While the scientists and philosopher go to the moon but are disappointed in their attempts to stay there and live, the devotees makes an easy journey to other planets and ultimately goes back to Godhead. Devotees have no interest in seeing other planets, but while going back to Godhead, they see all of them as passing phases. Just as one who is going to a distant place passes through many small stations. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता श्रीराधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणी श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीअद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे We'll again see the translation. To achieve Vishnu Loka is very difficult, but by your austerity, you have conquered. Even the great rishis and demigods cannot achieve this position. Simply to see the supreme abode, the Vishnu planet, the sun and moon, and all the other planets, stars, lunar mansions, and solar systems are circumambulating it. Now please come, you are welcome to go there. So as we know, the contest is Nanda and Sunanda are approaching Dhruva Maharaj from Vishnu Loka, the Vaikuntha, and requesting Dhruva Maharaj to come back home, back to Godhead. So here, in translation, it is mentioned that about the Vaikuntha, means they are requesting for Vaikuntha planet. So in Bhagavad Gita 15.12, Krishna says that Yad Aditya Gatam Tejo, this splendor of the sun which dissipates the darkness of this world comes from him. And the splendor of the moon and the splendor of fire are also from him. Bhagavad Gita 15.3, Krishna says that Gam avishya cha bhutani dharayami aham ojasa. Why you are speaking this shloka is because here in translation it is mentioned that the sun and moon, all other planets, stars, lunar mansions and solar systems are circumambulating. They are circumambulating this Vishnu Loka or Dhruva Loka. Why? Because the connection with Krishna, the planet, this planet's connection with Krishna. The splendor of the sun which dissipates the darkness of this whole world comes from Krishna. And the splendor of the moon and the splendor of the fire are also from him. Then Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita 15.3, that Gama Vishcha Bhutani Dharayami Aham Ojasa. I enter into each planet and by my energy they stay in orbit. So these planets which are circumnating the Vishnu Loka, Dhruva Loka, their energy also comes from Krishna only for this circumnavigation. And Krishna says, I become the moon and thereby supply the juice of life to all vegetables. So, as we said, why we are discussing this philosophy is because in today's translation it is mentioned that simply to see the supreme abode, the Vishnu planet, the sun and moon and all other planets, stars, lunar mansions and solar systems are circumambulating it. Why this supreme abode is or Vishnu planet or Vishnu Loka or Vishnu Vaikuntha, or means these are all name mentioned in this translation. Prabhupada says that this supreme abode, Vishnu planet, in this one translation Prabhupada has given so many names for this same place. So Vaikuntha, Vishnu Loka or Vishnu Padam is so important because it is connected with Krishna. In purport, today's verse, Srila Prabhupada starts with saying, even in this material world, the so-called scientists, philosophers and mental speculators strive to merge into the spiritual sky, but they can never go there. So, Sudurjayam, it's very difficult. Sudurjayam Vishnu Padam Jitam Toya. To attain Vishnu Loka is very difficult. So further, in Bhagavad Gita 15.9, Krishna says, Vimuda nanu pashyanti, pashyanti jnana chakshusha. So the foolish cannot understand how a living entity can quit his body, nor can they understand what sort of body he enjoys under the spell of the modes of nature. But one whose eyes are trained in knowledge can see all this. Example, Srila Prabhupada says, means Srila Prabhupada is asking in MIT, one of the institution, MIT. So where is department which studies different between dead and living? So there are so many institutions, colleges and all, but this basic thing is not taught. That's why people may be having big scholar degree and philosophers, speculators, but in purport Prabhupada says, but they can never go there, this Vaikuntha planet, which is very easy to achieve for the devotees. Now further, Sudurjayam Vishnu Padam Jitam, very difficult. Then what is the hope for people? So it is said in the purport again further, but a devotee, By executing devotional service, not only realizes what the spiritual world actually is, but factually goes there to live an eternal life of bliss and knowledge. Till now we have read one translation and four and a half lines of today's purport, and we saw Srila Prabhupada is giving six different names for one place. First he said spiritual world, or supreme abode, or Vishnu planet, Vaikuntha, or Vishnu Loka. There's so many names Prabhupada is giving, same place. Then, what is this spiritual world? So in Bhagavad Gita, same chapter, 15th chapter, Krishna says, Urdhva mulam adashakam ashvattam praur avyayam chandamsi yasya parnani yastam veda savedavit. So by giving the analogy of reflection tree, Krishna shows that material world is perverted reflection of spiritual world. Now spiritual world means no misery, Vaikuntha, and material world means Kuntha, misery. Kuntha means misery, Vaikuntha means no misery. Srila Prabhupada says all our temple is Vaikuntha. We are so fortunate. ఇన్ ది స్పిరిచువల్ వరల్డ్ వీఆర్ ఇన్ వైకుంఠ. హరే కృష్ణ. సారీ, ఇన్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ వీఆర్ ఇన్ వైకుంఠ. అఫ్కోర్స్ దిస్ ఇస్ స్పిరిచువల్ వరల్డ్. వన్ క్యాన్ బీ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఎంటాంగిల్మెంట్ విద్ ఇన్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ బై కల్టివేటింగ్ అ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ డిజైర్ టు ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు ద స్పిరిచువల్ వరల్డ్. సో దిస్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ హియర్ డిజైర్ మీన్స్ యాక్చువల్లీ ది ఊర్ధ్వమూలం అధశాకం అశ్వత్థం ప్రాహురయం. దిస్ రిఫ్లెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ట్రీ ఈజ్ మెన్షన్డ్. సో రిఫ్లెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ట్రీ ఈస్ హౌ యూ సీ ద రిఫ్లెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ట్రీ ఇస్ ఇన్ ద వాటర్. సో దిస్ వాటర్ ఈస్ కన్సిడర్డ్ ఎస్ ఎ డిజైర్ వేర్ వీ సీ ద బికాజ్ ఫర్దర్ వీ సీ వన్ క్యాన్ బి ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ అంటాగనమెంట్ విద్ ఇన్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ బై కల్టివేటింగ్ అ ట్రాన్స్సెండెంటల్ డిజైర్ టు ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు ద స్పిరిచువల్ వరల్డ్. ఆప్టైనింగ్ లార్డ్స్ దర్శన్ ధ్రువ బికేమ్ ఎక్స్టాటిక్ బట్ రిగ్రెటెడ్ హిస్ మెటీరియల్ డిజైర్ అండ్ సింప్లీ డిజైర్స్ టు ఎగ్జిక్యూట్ భక్తి. సో బై డిజైర్ ఓన్లీ వి కేమ్ టు దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ బై డిజైర్ ఓన్లీ వీ క్యాన్ గో బ్యాక్ హోమ్ బ్యాక్ టు గాడ్ హెడ్. సో ఇన్ భగవద్గీత 15.5 కృష్ణ సేస్ నిర్మాణ మోహ జితసంగ దోష ఆధ్యాత్మ నిత్య వినివృత్త కామ ద్వంద్వేర్ విముక్త సుఖదుఃఖ సంజ్ఞర్ గచ్చంతి అమూఢ పదమవ్యయం తత్. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ద క్వాలిఫికేషన్ టు గో బ్యాక్ హోమ్ బ్యాక్ టు గాడ్ హెడ్. సో నిర్మాణ మోహ మీన్స్ దోస్ హూ ఆర్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఫాల్స్ ప్రెస్టీజ్ అండ్ ఇల్యూజన్. సో వి సీ ధ్రువ వాజ్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఫాల్స్ ప్రెస్టీజ్ బికాస్ స్వయంభవ మను అప్రోచ్ హిమ్. హీ వాజ్ ఒబీడియంట్ టు దెమ్. హీ వాజ్ ఒబీడియంట్ టు బిఫోర్ దాట్ నారద ముని. బిఫోర్ దాట్ హీ వాజ్ ఒబీడియంట్ టు హిస్ మదర్ అండ్ హియర్ వి సీ లేటర్ హీ ఒబీడియంట్ హీ టు హీ లైక్ ఐ థింక్ యమరాజ్ అని అప్రోచ్ హిమ్ అండ్ నో కుబేర కుబేర ఆపరేషన్. So he was also begging, taking a humble position and begging for that. No, I was always, let me always remember Krishna. So, and he was for, we saw that he was, moha means, he was free from illusion. Of course, he came into illusion when the yakshas, they put the arrows of maya. Then he came out of illusion by Krishna's mercy. Jitasanga dosha, who have conquered over false association. So we saw that Dhruva praying for association of devotees in 9th chapter. We are seeing 12th chapter. In 9th chapter, Dhruva is praying for association of devotees. So he understands importance of true association. Then Adhyatma Nitya, who understand the eternal. So he not wanted to stay in material world. He understands importance of spiritual world. Vinivritta Kama, who are done with material lust. So simply by seeing the Lord, he had no desire for material sense gratification. He already performed austerity. Dvandvair Vimuktaha. And he transcended from dualities. Sukha Dukkha Samnyar Gacchantiyam. So this Amodha Padam Avyayamtat. So description of the spiritual world. Bhagavad Gita, same chapter 15.6. నతద్ భాషేత సూర్యో నశాంకో న పావక యద్గత్వా న నివర్తంతే తద్ధామ పరమం మమ. సో దట్ స్పిరిచువల్ అబోర్డ్ ఆఫ్ మైన్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఇల్యుమినేటెడ్ బై ద సన్ ఆర్ మూన్ నార్ బై ఫైర్ ఆర్ ఎలక్ట్రిసిటీ. దోజ్ హూ రీచ్ ఇట్ నెవర్ రిటర్న్ టు దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్. సో ఇన్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం బ్రహ్మాజీ టెలింగ్ టు డెమిగాడ్స్ in Four Kumara episode about spiritual world. So we are just going to see again about spiritual world. So in Srimad Bhagavatam 3.15, text 14, it is mentioned, Vasanti Yatra Purushaha Sarve Vaikuntha Murtayaha. So in Vaikuntha planets, all the residents are similar in form to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They all engage in devotional service to the Lord without desire for sense gratification. So in translation, it is mentioned that Nanda and Sunanda, the associates of Lord, telling to Dhruva Maharaj, what they said, Now please come. You are welcome to go there. So, Nanda and Sunanda are engaged in devotional service. They simply carry the order of Lord Vishnu or Krishna. So, Srimad Bhagavatam 3.15, it is said, in those Vaikuntha planets, there are many forests which are very auspicious. In those forests, the trees are desire trees. And in all seasons, they are filled with flowers and fruits, because everything in the Vaikuntha planet is spiritual and personal. Even trees are personal. Srimad Bhagavatam 3.15. It is said, Vaimanika salalanas charitani shashvat gayanti yatra shamala kshapanani shapanani bhartu. So, in the Vaikuntha planets, the inhabitants fly in their airplanes, accompanied by their wives and consorts, and eternally sing of the character and activities of the Lord, which are always devoid of all auspicious qualities. Devoid of all inauspicious qualities. In this material, it is devoid of all auspicious qualities. They are with their wife and they are busy in seeing them. But here, they have many, I don't know how many times I can say, crores or millions, and beautiful than what material world we see beauty. Their wives and consorts, and what they do? Eternally sing of the character and activities of the Lord. So this is the spiritual world. Their focus is clear. Srimad Bhagavatam 3.15 says, when the king of bees hums in a high pitch, here we see bees like black, they're humming. I was not making any sense out of that. I was feeling it is disturbed. But in spiritual world, they are hearing the sound of Hari in that zzz sound. And what they are doing, other birds. When the king of bees hums in a high pitch, singing the glories of the Lord, they are seeing it as the glories of the Lord, when that bee is humming. And there is a temporary lull, quiet, in the noise of the pigeon, the cuckoo, the crane, the chakravaka, the swan, the parrot, the partridge, and the peacock. They're all keeping quiet. Such a transcendental birds stop their own singing simply to hear the glories of the Lord. Now, I am speaking something, but you are seeing that now he is speaking the glories of the Lord, and you are just quietly hearing. I am Hare Krishna. So, Srimad Bhagavatam 3.15, although flowering plants like the Mandara, Kunda, Kurabaka, Utpala, Champaka, Arna, Punnaga, Nagakeshara, Bakula, Lily, and Parijata are all full of transcendental fragrance. I am not able to make any sense of these different flowers. I think Mahabhagavat Prabhu can really connect with this. I am just reading as it is. Bhagavad Gita, I am reading this translation as it is. Hare Krishna. Are full of transcendental fragrance. They are still conscious of the austerities of performed by Tulasi. For Tulasi is given special preference by the Lord, who garlands himself with the Tulasi leaves. Now, these Tulasi leaves, Srila Prabhupada was sometimes criticizing dogs, because dogs know, what do you say? It is deliberately, or what do you say? It goes there, Tulsi plant only, and no, pass urine. So, but see this. So, those who are not understanding the glories of Lord, they're like the dogs who don't understand the glories of Tulsi plants. So, here it's mentioned that all different flowers, and they're all conscious of the austerities performed by Tulasi. Now, Brahma Samhita, text 29, says, so after Bhagavatam, now we see in Brahma Samhita about the glories of the spiritual world, Vaikuntha planet. Chintamani prakara sadma shukalpa vriksha लक्षाव्रतेषु सुरभिर् अभिपालयन्तं लक्ष्मी सहस्र सत संभ्रम सेव्यमानं गोविंदमादिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि. आई वर्शिप गोविंद द प्रिमिवल लॉर्ड द फर्स्ट प्रोजिनेटर हू इज टेंडिंग द काउस यील्डिंग ऑल डिजायर इन अबोर्ड्स बिल्ट विथ स्पिरिचुअल जेम्स सराउंडेड बाय मिलियंस ऑफ पर्पस ट्रीज ऑलवेज सर्व्ड विथ ग्रेट रेवरेंस एंड अफेक्शन by hundreds of thousands of Lakshmis or Gopis. Text 30, Brahma Samhita says, Venum kvanantam aravinda dalaya taksham barhavatam samasitam budhasundarangam kandarpa kotikamaniya vishesha shobham govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, who is adept in playing on his flute with blooming eyes like lotus petals, with head decked with peacocks, feather, with the figure of beauty tinged with the hue of blue clouds, and his unique loveliness charming millions of cupids. Brahma Samhita 37. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavi tabis tabhirya eva nija rupataya kalabhi goloka eva nivasatya khilatma bhuto Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, residing in his own realm, Goloka, with Radha, resembling his own spiritual figure, the embodiment of the ecstatic potency possessed of the 64 artistic activities, in the company of her confidants, Sakhis, embodiment of the extensions of her bodily form, permeated and vitalized by his ever blissful spiritual rasa. Brahma Samhita 43. Goloka namni nija dhamni tale chatasya devi mahesha haridhama suteshu teshu tete prabhava nichaya vitaschayena govinda madhi purusham tamaham bhajami. So now here it is mentioned the gradation. So first, lowest of all located is Devi Dhamma, this mundane world. Next, above it is Mahesha Dhamma, abode of Mahesha. Above Mahesha Dhamma is placed Hari Dhamma, abode of Hari. And above them all is located Krishna's own realm named Goloka, which is mentioned here for Durva Maharaj to come. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, who has allotted their respective authorities to the rulers of those guarded realms. So now Dhruva Maharaj is abiding to the Vishnu Loka or Vaikuntha Loka spiritual world, which is like embassy of the spiritual world, original spiritual world. We call Dhruva Loka now. So that is non-different than spiritual world. It is said like that. Lord Kapila telling Mother Devahuti, in Srimad Bhagavatam 3.29, that we saw about spiritual world, but further to that, we see how the Salokya Sarshti Samipya Sarupya Aikatvam Apivuta Diyamanam Na Ghrananti. Devotee not desire for the spiritual world. What they desire? Vinamas Sevanam Janaha. Without any service, they don't want to go anywhere. So like one devotee, I was asking, actually, Gaur Gadadharpur, no? Who takes care of Tulsi plants in Chopati. So I said, Prabhuji, aap aate nahi kabhi udhar. Mera kuch seva nahi na udhar. Either farm mein, matlab, I was calling Prabhuji that, no, you are not coming to our Wada farm. It's, I have not seen long time. It is very long back. So he was telling that, no, udhar mera kuch seva nahi hai na. So that is the beauty of devotees. So they go if there is some seva. So if we have to arrange some seva, then he will come here. Hare Krishna. So, a pure devotee does not accept any kind of liberation, salokya, sarshti, samipya, sarupya or ekatva, even though they are offered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even Krishna says, come, they will not come. Say, so, Srila Prabhupada in purport mentions similar, it's long, because I have to read, I will not want to bore again. So, just... So there, for a devotee, there is no question of desiring any material or spiritual prosperity. He simply aspires to serve the Lord. That is his highest happiness. Hare Krishna. So any comments or question? Basically, 10 minutes is there. So we'll continue. So bhakti is very easy. So Srila, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada telling, the Krishna consciousness movement is so potent that by adopting these principles of life and developing love of God, one can very easily go back home, back to Godhead. Bhagavad Gita 9.2 says, Raja Vidya, Raja Guvyam, Pavitram Idam Uttamam, Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam, Susukam Kartum Avyayam. So this knowledge is the king of education, the most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge, and because it gives direct perception of the self by realization, it is perfection. It is the perfection of religion. It is everlasting and it is joyfully performed. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that antakalecha mam eva smaran mukta kalevaram ya prayanti samadbhavam yati nasti atra samshaya. So how it is easy? We saw that some people means there is no any bar like age, caste. So at the end of their age, they come, join, go to Bhaktivedanta Hospital, and they leave their body chanting Hare Krishna. So easy. It's not like from childhood. It's Dhruva Maharaj is so fortunate performing from the childhood. But even if at the end they come and in touch with this association of devotee and they gone back home, back to Godhead. So what to speak of the devotee who are performing since childhood? What will be their destination? So susukam kartum avyayam. And whoever at the end of his life quits his body, remembering me alone, at once, only one time he said Hare Krishna while living body. At once attain my nature of this, there is no doubt. Krishna says there is no doubt. It is mentioned by Krishna only. And we are reading, hearing and again. So we can have complete sure shot understanding that there is no doubt. So, and what Krishna says further, yam yam vapi smaran bhavan tyajanti anta kalevaram tam tam evaiti kaunteya sada tad bhava bhavitaha. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, O son of Kunti, that state he will attain without fail. So there are different rasavis, Madhuri rasa, Vatsalya, Sakya, Dasya. Madhurya, Vatsalya, Sakya, Dasya. Then Bhagavad Gita 8 chapter 8.10, Krishna says, Prayan kale manasa chalena bhaktya yukto yoga bhalena chaiva bruvor madhye this is actually further very detailed. It goes that who can go and who cannot go to spirit. Means there are transcendentalists who put their fixes their life air between the eyebrows and by the strength of the yoga with an undeviating mind engages himself in remembering the Supreme Lord in full devotion will certainly attain to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are different jnana yoga, different people, different method. They try to achieve Krishna. Then there is said that those who know the Supreme Brahman attain that Supreme by passing away. There are different time also. If you leave your body in this time, you will go back home, back to Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, it is mentioned that from the world, during the influence of the fairy god, some people who live in the light, they have different destination. Some who live in the light, time of dark, they have different destination. So different destination is mentioned according to different time. But for devotees, there is no any bar and restriction like this. Anytime, anywhere, we cannot say this was auspicious and we left. No, you were left while chanting the name of Lord Krishna. Everything is auspicious. Then Bhagavad Gita, further it is mentioned that a mystic who passes away from this world. And then according to Vedic opinion, there are two ways of passing from this world. Same, one is in darkness and one in light. When one passes in light, he does not come back. It's like that. But when one passes in darkness, he returns. Means from spiritual world. Like that, it is there for those who are not devotees. I don't know. Although devotees know these two paths, O Arjuna, they are never bewildered. Therefore, be always fixed in devotion. So I am just reading as it is. So, in Bhagavad Gita 8 chapter, 8.28, Krishna says, a person who accepts the path of devotional service is not bereft of the results derived from studying the Vedas, performing sacrifices, undergoing austerities, giving charity or pursuing philosophical and fruitive activities. Simply by performing devotional service, he attains all these and at the end, he reaches the spiritual eternal abode. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hare Krishna.